On civilian shipping in the Red Sea, defence analyst Professor Michael Clark explains what type of interventions we could expect against the Iran-backed group in Yemen.
So I think there's three possibilities: demonstration, a big attack over 24, 48 hours, or the beginning of a longer campaign of the sort that the British and the Americans and some others conducted against ISIS in Syria and Iraq back in 2016, 2017.
The post office investigators denied acting like a mafia gangster as he gave evidence to the inquiry into the Horizon IT scandal. Stephen Bradshaw also told the hearing he wasn't technically minded and didn't know if there were bugs or errors in the system. 700 branch managers were only convicted of fraud. Wendy Buffery from Cheltenham was one of them. She says investigators were scary.
They were very forceful in what they had to say. It was repetitive. What have you done with the money? What have you done with it? Where is it? Despite however many times I'd tried to tell them what had happened, they weren't interested in listening.
Israel has called accusations that it's carrying out a genocide against Palestinians as baseless. South Africa has presented its case at the International Court of Justice, saying the state wants to destroy Gaza. A man has been charged with murder over the discovery of a body in a shopping centre car park in East London. The discovery was made at the Stratford Centre early yesterday morning. Scotland will follow England and Wales in banning unlicensed XL bully dogs. The First Minister has confirmed the move, saying he plans to replicate UK legislation. And Tottenham's Eric Dier will join Bayern Munich on loan for the rest of the season. The German champions will then have the option to make the move permanent in the summer. Meanwhile, Spurs have completed the signing of defender Radu Dragusin from Genoa. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
We didn't end on good terms, but I don't want to watch your world burn. I wouldn't use a word as strong as hate, but I hope they cancel trains when you're running late. I could have lost all control, but I just hope that all your teas go cold. Shrink your jeans so they're too tight, get stuck at every red light. Sleep a little better at night if I knew you weren't doing alright. You think I'm sounding too petty? Should have thought about that before you left me. My heart is empty like a bottle of gin, and the space in the bed that you used to be in. So it only makes sense that I want your life to be just a little unhappy. Every time you try to sleep, your credit card declines. You get stuck in long lines, and somebody hits your car, but you come out alright. You're intolerant to gluten, your clothes are always stupid, your Netflix always bothers, you can never get an Uber. Your hair is falling out and you get a paper cut. You bring it to bed, but you just can't get it up.
Is that too much?
I don't want you again. I just wanna drive you insane.
written by Lauren Bryan, Holly Ann Hull, Charlotte Still, Joseph L. Tung, and Peter Whitley Eddins. That was a new Petty Is In, Taking the High Road Is Out single, Laugh About It, by Remember Monday. They caught the attention of many people when they first auditioned for The Voice back in 2019. Their coach was Jennifer Hudson. The trio got to the quarterfinals of The Voice back in 2019 and remembered for performing their own original song over a cover during the show. Recently, they flew back out to the States to complete an interview for the Jennifer Hudson show. Their interview and live performance of Laugh About It will be airing later this week. You're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music, each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. Tonight's special guests have firmly established themselves as one of the most successful duos in the UK country music scene, having won several prestigious awards. Most notably, they gained the UK Country Radio Duo of the Year 2 years running. They were voted Live Streamer of the Year with The Bells and Gals back in 2022, and their album Scars got the last four in the BCMA Awards. Andy and Adele will be featuring on tonight's show to discuss their latest single called Life of Sin. Their upcoming third album called Angels and Demons, that will take place at round about 10:30 p.m. So be sure to stay listening to Phoenix FM. This next track was released back in 2011. It was written by Tom Gossin and Josh Kerr and reached number 2 on the US Hot Country Songs in Billboard magazine. This is Gloriana with Kissed You Goodnight.
I dropped you off just a little after midnight and sat in my car till you turned off your porch light. I should have kissed you. I should have pushed you up against the wall. I should have kissed you. Just like I wasn't scared at all. I turned off the car, ran through the yard, back to your front door. Before I could knock, you turned the light and let me on the front porch. And I kissed you.
Couldn't see me watching through the window, wondering what went wrong, praying that you wouldn't go. You should have kissed me. You should have pushed me up against the wall. You should have kissed me. Back to your front door. Half scared to death, can't catch my breath. All these moments we live for. And I kissed you.
Good night.
lately. Didn't get much sleep. If I didn't need this job, I swear I'd quit. Rolled over, turned some music on, then forever since I heard.
California Sunshine. That was Annie Bosco with Sometimes I Forget. As a teen, she went from sneaking into karaoke bars to singing on the soundtrack of Disney's The Little Mermaid 2. By the mid-2000s, had made her way to Music City in Nashville. She's written songs recorded by Willie Nelson and Jessica Simpson. With Jessica Simpson, Annie wrote Heartbeat and You're Four. That can be heard at the end of Jessica Simpson's open book audiobook, Cash and Carter. Not to be confused with Johnny Cash and June Carter, that is. Instead, this duo how actually from the UK. Cash and Carter are musicians Sean Smith from Birmingham and London producer singer-songwriter Ross O'Reilly. They released their debut EP only last week called No Use Praying. Their unique approach to British Americana, I think, would make them a great addition to the Black Deer Festival lineup in Kent this year. Here's their EP title track for you now. Here's Cash and Carter with No Use Praying.
Master of my own fate. There's no use in sitting, waiting, wishing, 'cause here I stay. A player in my own game. There's no use in shoulda, woulda, coulda, only I can break these chains.
Nobody's gonna pop that water for ya. Nobody's gonna stop the change.
gonna be some stormy weather in there, so I'll own it.
Instead of waiting for someone to come and save me, I'ma put my faith in someone I believe in.
Nobody's gonna stop the falling rain. No one in the sky to blame. So there ain't no use in praying.
Nobody's gonna change your fortune, that's true. Only you can make things go your way. No one in the sky to blame. So there ain't no use in praying. No, there ain't no use in praying.
Still can't stay away. My heart wants to wander here and over yonder. I'll let you come along and take it. And maybe you're the right one, the right by my side one. Or maybe you're the one that's gonna break it. 'Cause I'm feeling. Things are, don't scare easy as long as you keep me square in the middle of your arms. 'Cause I'm feeling.
Not a mind the night, not a mind the fight. Andy, welcome to Night Shift. How are you guys today?
We're very well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
I hope you've been on the show. Now, you actually began your musical careers back in 2019 with the release of a track called How Could Anyone. Was that the first track you both had written, or was there a time maybe before that where you were writing songs before the two of you met?
Before we'd met, really, there was no musical sort of anything going on, really. It wasn't the first track. The first track that I wrote was a track that I wrote for Adele, actually, called A Love That Is Rare. And we did record that a bit later, but that was the first one I'd written. But not very much earlier than How Could Anyone, like only months.
A few months before. Now, the story that I know so far of the two of you is that, Andy, you didn't realise that Adele could sing until about like 3 months or so in dating. How was that kind of revealed to you?
I was a bit sneaky, really. I was a bit sneaky, really, because Adele was like sort of scrolling through her phone, and possibly my mistake, she kind of came on this Shmuel app, and I was like, "What's that?" And she was like, "Nothing." And I was like, "No, come on, show me," because I knew I could hear her voice. And eventually she gave me the phone and disappeared out of the room.
Ran off. Quick as I could.
Yeah. And I was like, I couldn't believe it, because I'd heard Adele speak, obviously. And then obviously to hear this, like, angelic voice singing. And I was like, you need to do that. This is what you need to do. And she went, oh, no, I couldn't do that. In fact, she was stopped from doing it from previous relationships she was in. And I was like, no, you've got to, this is your calling, this is what you need to do. So we did. We went to,
to an open mic in Stone, which was just about 20 minutes from us. We went to an open mic, literally 12 weeks running every single Monday, and the gent that hosted it was called Paul, and he was so lovely, and he never put any pressure on. He was like, "We're gonna sing today," and it was like, "No, not today." So it's like, okay, no pressure. And then on the 13th time that we went, I was like, "I'm gonna do it, Andy, don't leave me." And then Paul took me around a corner where it was a bit quieter, made sure I was comfortable with the song, and then got up and
It was one of those moments where everybody had seen that Adele wanted to sing and kind of jibbed out of it, like, on 12 occasions. And everybody was rooting for her, but at the same time, it was like one of those moments was like, well, what if she's terrible, you know? This poor girl has, you know, finally plucked up the courage and like, she started singing, the room went deathly quiet, and then, obviously, you know, she started singing and like, standing ovation. It was incredible.
Do you remember what song it was that you sang?
Was it Make You Feel My Love? I was stood like this with my shoulder, I was so tense with my phone like this, and I don't think I moved much at all apart from like the little sway.
that was the start of, you know, what we were doing. I didn't play guitar at that time. It was some months later that Adele suffers from quite acute anxiety, really. So she like performed with a couple of guitarists, and they were a bit selfish.
Stuck in the ways.
Selfish.
Yeah.
So she was like, "You need to learn to play guitar." And I was like, "I can't do that. I'm there's no way I'm going to learn to play guitar." And then I did.
But 3 weeks after he'd first picked up a guitar, he won't mind me saying, he had no rhythm or anything. And he had a lot more courage than I did, because we went to an open mic after 3 weeks of him picking up a guitar, and he made the biggest hash job of this, it was Purple Rain, and he was like, I can't feel my hands, and he was shaking. But he got given the biggest support I think I've ever seen anybody get, because the story had been explained that he'd only been playing for 3 weeks, and then his name was Sean, who was running the open mic, and he came up and he went, that was cracking, that was me, and gave me goosebumps, that did. And I think I can do this.
It was one of those, like, you could have either given up because it was so bad, or actually, I need to do this. And because I knew she wanted to sing so badly, it was like, I don't have a choice, I have to do this. And
he gave me that push to do it.
Now he's got the bug.
Now, both of you, you originally kind of come from listening to kind of like rock music kind of backgrounds, but so I'm guessing, were there any particular kind of country tracks that you started to listen to that started to redirect your songwriting down a more kind of country avenue, more than a rock avenue?
I've always been a Lady A fan, like, since I was a teenager, so I kind of always had that little bit of country that I liked. But I think it's more like Luke Combs and...
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it was one of my our friends that said, you know, stop messing about, you know, you've recorded these tracks, you're a bit kind of wishy-washy, nobody really knows what you are. Adele sounds like she's got a bit of a country twang to her voice. Why don't you just country?
And it was the
So we started listening to it. And I think the first thing that struck me, because I'd never listened to country music in my life, struck me was like, wow, some of the songwriting here is really powerful. And because my background is that I have written stuff, written a book, it was like, this is something I know I can do. And obviously, you know, I think, whatever anybody thinks of our music, the one thing that comes out is there's some decent songwriting in the song. So, that was that.
Since your first release back in 2019, I think both American and British country music has really, really changed. We've seen a lot more artists come in, we've seen a lot more trends come in, a lot more of kind of fusion kind of genres. Do you ever feel the pressure to sound a certain way when you're releasing kind of more country-esque songs?
Not anymore. I think we used to when we first started doing stuff. And then it was like, why? I don't, and Andy definitely don't. We don't want to be put in a box. We want to show that we can do, you know, different veins of what we think country is, because you get so many different subgenres to what is country music. I think what makes it country is the storytelling's always there, and sometimes you only have to add a bit of a banjo and it's like,
yeah,
there you go. But I just...
I think initially, because we were put in that category, I think we felt like we needed to, you know, sound country. And then, you know, as you grow, you start to go, do you know what? All this stuff I'm listening to that people say is country music doesn't sound anything like country. So we're just going to release music and people can absolutely put it wherever they want it, put it. Mm. We don't care.
Your blues away. Couldn't have guessed how things would turn out that day. Life was looking up as your glass went down. When I go from the bar, she turned around. In an old room.
2020, you released your first LP. It was called Watch Over You. It's a very vulnerable debut album, especially considering tracks like Anxiety. Do you find subjects like that easier to sing about than talk about?
Yes. I think a majority of our songs, well, I think all of them, to be honest, bar a few, they've all been from things that we've been through ourselves, experienced ourselves, or the like our loved ones, a close circle of people have been through, and we've kind of got inspiration from that, because I think as much as sometimes you feel like you're the only one going through whatever complications you are, you know, there's loads of people out there who'll be able to relate to some of the songs, like Anxiety, like, you know, like...
I mean, Anxiety came about simply because Adele... You know, I don't underestimate. I don't think anybody realises that they watch Adele on Twitch, and she seemed this bubbly character. But she's had some pretty dark moments, and I, you know, in order for me to try and understand what was going on, because you know, as a husband, you accept it and you get on with it and you try to be there, but sometimes you don't understand it. So I kind of went away and came back to you and said, "I wrote this song. Yeah. Is this how you feel?" And she went, "Absolutely."
Yeah.
So that was our way of kind of like, you know, getting to know about Anxiety.
Now, there's a lot of standout tracks on that album. You've got tracks like Remembering Boston, you've got tracks like Me Too. The list is endless, really. But what's your personal favourite song on that record?
How Could Anyone, for me.
I think How Could Anyone, but I think what Show For You, I think it's got, just because we did the little homemade video to it and it's got all our children in, and it was just an experience putting that song out, so it means something to me.
Yeah, I get that. How Could Anyone for me, because it was our first go at the studio, and it was, you know, I can remember like going there and being like so proud of Adele, you know, to actually get through it and actually do it.
Finally,
she did have a few wobbles while she was doing it.
I did, yeah.
So, yeah, I think How Could Anyone, and All For One is also one of my personal favourites as well.
They've all got certain meanings to them, so it's really hard to pick one. Like,
yeah,
I don't think I can pick it from any of our songs and go, that one the most. Yeah.
Now, fast forward 2 years later, you then released your second album called Scars. In what ways did you approach this album differently to your first one?
I think you grow and you learn, and you know, you work out what didn't work with other songs. And I think, you know, with this track, I think we'd got more into the country scene. We'd listened to more country music. There were certain things that we liked about certain people. And whilst you don't kind of copy, you do get inspired, you know, by different people. Luke Combs is an example, you know, and I think it was right. We want a bit more of a crunchy, rockier sound, a bit fuller sound, you know. I think, you know, our first album was very acoustic, and I think what we wanted really was to ramp it up a bit and to
more
see
fun.
Whether, you know, and maybe even get some of our rocky stuff that was going on, you know, that we liked into that country music. So, you know, a song, When I Look At You, for example, is quite, you know, is quite rocky. And so I think that was the idea. Yeah.
As I'm laying on the sofa, the curtain's still open, sick of waking up sober, the steaming won't let me through. What I'd give to be lying next to you. As I cry through the night, I wake up the devil with these tears in my eyes. Wonder if there's a heaven, 'cause I'm trying to break through. 'Cause nobody knew me like you. And now you're an angel, flying high in the sky. Lift me down here, and I'm wondering why There's a knock at the door. She thinks she's my savior, but she don't know the score. 'Cause I'll never be here next to you. I regret they always come through. All I have now are memories and this old whiskey bottle, tied up all the fake remedies, all that is left in my head. It's me and my demons instead.
Songwriting, are the two of you quite reserved and only wanting to write with each other, or are there any particular other country artists or any songwriters really that you'd want to collaborate with?
We get asked from time to time, you know, we do get songs sent our way, and for example, on the first album, there's a guy called Robert Ames who had a hand in Me Too and Invincible, and on the second album, guy called John Bryan sent us a track called When All These Roads Meet, which we, you know, straight away we fell in love with, didn't we, really?
Yeah.
So, you know, only the words, he didn't send us the melody, Adele did the melody.
As soon as I read it, it was like...
Yeah, but I think it's something that we like to do ourselves. I don't, you know, unless it was a song that really hooked us in, I think, you know, we...
But that's not meaning to say that we wouldn't do a collaboration with somebody... Because everyone's all the artists in the scene are so different. I think it would.
So Luke Combs, if you're listening in, we'd happily do a bit of a collab with you.
Now you've recently also been nominated for Best Duo Award at the BCMAs. What was that feeling like when you found out the news?
I think surprise.
Yeah.
First of all, really, I mean, we have been nominated before with the BCMA, but obviously it's a big nomination, and we are in a group of very talented artists. So I think just to be part of that group is a massive feather in our cap, really. And any time. Say again.
I like that saying, feather in your cap.
I think any time that you're nominated for an award, it kind of... I suppose you have times as artists where you do question what you're doing, and, you know, when that comes along, it kind of goes, actually, people do appreciate what you're doing. So, yeah, great.
Now, Life of Sin, it's your latest release in a string of three singles so far. The singles so far have been That Look in Your Eye, Since the World Has Turned, and now Life of Sin. It's the perfect build-up, I think, to the announcement of your third album called Angels and Demons. When can fans be expecting this album's release?
So it's available to pre-order now, or pre-save, and it's being released on Friday the 2nd of February, and then on Saturday the 3rd, we shall be doing a album launch night, details of which can be found on our... social medias, if anybody would like to come along.
Wonderful. Now, on the upcoming album, there's a track called Since the World Has Turned. It kind of contends that the change in environment has brought an entirely different mindset to society, and it really justifies your move from living in a city to now living in a bit more of a more remote location. When was that song written, and what was kind of happening at the time?
It was written probably about a year ago, I think, and I think it was in the aftermath of COVID, really. And I think, you know, I started to realise, I mean, I wrote the song, and I think I started to realise that actually the world has changed very
dramatically,
yeah. And I think, you know, obviously working from home, the idea that
everything's moved online and...
Yeah, I just think, you know, social interaction, you know, you go into pubs, there's nobody in there, you know, apart from certain places. And I think it was a realisation that actually this is the way that the world's going to be. And for me, it's disappointing. It's not a great world to be in, having lived a lot longer than Adele and many other people. I think, you know, I grew up in a society where people, you know, mixed and helped each other and all the rest of it. And I think, you know, sadly, we're now in a world where everybody is like, you know, is there for themselves in a lot of cases,
yeah.
Not every case. And I think, you know, it was that. And I think, you know, we lived in an area where, you know, there was attempted break-ins, there was all sorts of stuff going on, you know, and we got suffocated. We just couldn't carry on living where we were living, you know, and we had to get out, and we had to find somewhere that, you know, that suited us. Particularly, you know, because we stream on Twitch and Kick regularly now, you know, we needed to find something that worked for us. And I think, you know, the move out of the area into what is a very remote location was the best thing we ever did, really. And I think, you know, and I suppose in parallel to the way the world has changed, you know, I suddenly realised that actually I've just adapted to the way the world is. And, you know, sometimes I have to force myself to go out. Adele's a lot different than me. She will go out a lot. But sometimes, and I think a lot of people are the same, you know, they have to force themselves to go out and socialise with other people.
the same of that, I'm certain. I'll never forget where I came from.
To your latest single, Life of Sin, it has this really great, great kind of like swampy kind of sound to it. Is that a sound that we can expect to hear running throughout the new next album?
I think so. I think we stumbled across a guy who played harmonica and Hammond organ, and I think he was invited for that song, I think, first of all. And we love the sound so much. I mean, you know, Bailey Zimmerman, for example, is one artist that I really like. And I think that kind of dirt road kind of country sound, you know, is something that we really enjoyed. And, you know, again, it's allowed us to combine rock and country, really, I think, and that's what we really like. And my personal favourite on the album, I think the standout track, other than Angels and Demons, is Ghosts of the Past. I think it's an incredible track. And
I think they couldn't be further apart, though, could they? One thing we are very proud of is there's a really good mix of sounds on there, so we'd like to think there's something for everyone. There's going to be, you know, at least one on there that they'll like.
Yeah.
Now, Life of Sin is a very confident, I would say, almost like a sassy kind of single. It kind of gives me the same vibe as Miranda Lambert's Little Red Wagon. How was the track actually created?
I wrote this one, and I think I was... must have been having a bad day, I think.
You heard something on the radio, didn't you?
Yes.
If you remember.
I don't know whether they will ever hear this or remember it, but I was listening to Biddy Rennell doing the country radio show, and she said, how can you be a country girl if you don't like horses? And I was like, that's me. And then I was like, they terrify me, they're just big and ugh. But then I think I was in that bit of self-doubt phase that you do go through as a musician quite regularly. And I was going, but I haven't got that country twang, like that really raw country twang that a lot of artists have got. I was like, but I'm still a country artist. I'm still a country artist. And I was just going through all those emotions.
Yeah, and I mean, it was like, you know, sometimes we'd go to a gig and Adele were like, do I have to wear like a country hat? And I was like, no, just wear whatever you want, you know. And we started talking about this idea that actually we don't fit in at all, but we don't care. We really don't care. People just will have to take us for the way that we are. And I think what built on that was we started talking about our relationship and you know, we are, in our opinion, one of the happiest couples you'll ever meet. And we started to go, well, why is that? You know, and I think one of the things that is a massive strength of ours is that we just let the other person be, you know, and it's all about encouraging Adele to do things that maybe she wouldn't do, but we don't try and change each other because we are, there's lots of faults with both of us, isn't there? Yeah. But we just laugh at the faults that we've got and we just exist, and I think that translates into our music where we just go, country, not country, we don't care. You know, we're just going to play music, and, you know, when we stream on Twitch, if you come and watch us on Twitch, you'll just see two very normal people that do what they want to do, and they won't get swayed into a certain genre or be told to wear a certain thing or act in a certain way. We're just us, and that's the way we are.
Now, Adele and Andy, thank you so much for your time for being on the show today. Angels and Demons is available for pre-order now, but it comes out on the 2nd of Feb. We're going to play your latest track now for our listeners, Life of Sin. Would you like to introduce the track?
We're Adele and Andy, and you're listening to Life of Sin.
You won't catch me in a little red car but a pickup truck. You won't catch me at a Sunday service, cause boy, that just ain't your look. Noticing you, noticing me, you be the light, I'll be the gasoline. So come take a ride with me and we'll light it up. So let me show you what you're getting into, cause I do. I'm not gonna be a trophy girl, towing your line. You can't shame me into what you want, cause all my thoughts are mine. Accepting you, accepting me, for all I am, I'm trying to set you free. So come take a ride with me, we'll light up the sky. So let me show you what you're getting into.
On the 2nd of February, Adele and Andy's new album, Angel and Demons, will be available to stream everywhere. Currently, you can stream Life of Sin, which we just played for you there, Since the World Has Turned, and That Look in Your Eye. Angels and Demons' title track that we played for you much earlier is not yet available for streaming. That was a radio exclusive for you there. If you would like to listen to that track again, though, there will be another opportunity to via the Phoenix FM playback feature. Another album that is up and coming, set to be released on the 19th of January, is the debut album of Baltimore's bigger than the song native Brittany Spencer. Though she has released a string of successful singles over the years, My Stupid Life will mark the arrival of her first full LP project. It will be featuring 13 tracks. Maren Morris will be lending her vocals on one of those tracks. Jason Isbell is playing guitar on two of the tracks. One is called First Car Feeling, and another track is called Reaching Out. 11 of the 13 tracks have been produced by Daniel Tashin, a name you may recognise from his Grammy award winning work with Kacey Musgraves on her Golden Hour album. My Stupid Life's four track lists include New to This Town, I Got Time, Night In, Bigger Than the Song, My First Rodeo, The Last Time, Deeper, First Car Feeling, Desperate, If You Say So, My Stupid Life, Reaching Out, and a voice memo version of Night In. Brittany Spencer is a writer on each and every one of these tracks, so let's play one of them for you now. Here's Night In by Brittany Spencer on The Night Shift.
You wanna get dressed
and hit the town. But I'd rather lay low than run around. It's been a week, felt like three. I got my own idea, VIP. Got everything we'll ever need here on this couch. Blow up your plans and chill with me, 'cause we ain't going out. I just want a night getting high with friends. Not a night on the town killing time again. No high heels stumbling down the city streets. No drunk boys mumbling, can I buy you a drink? Turn my phone off, get a little going. All this turning it up, be really turning me on. I need sweatpants vibing to an old CD, and my day ones next to me. I just want a night in here. We can binge snacks and stupid shows. Ain't no bouncer here to tell us when to go. Ain't gotta waste time on any lines. Ain't gotta go broke to catch a vibe. Got everything we'll ever need here on this couch. Fuck up your plans and chew with me, 'cause we ain't going. Streets, no drunk boys mumbling, can I buy you a drink? Turn my phone off, get a little going. All this turning it up, it really turning me on. I need sweatpants vibing to an old CD, and my day one's next to me. I just want a night in here.